Welcome to Supply Chain Partners TV and podcast, where we discuss innovative business and supply chain solutions delivered by our expert members at Supply Chain Partners. Their solutions can transform your business and supply chain for all things digital, physical, people, and process. Today's episode is about the relationship between supply chain data and value-adding logistics actions. Let's now introduce our member. Today is Tim Paulson, the General Manager Solutions from Legentia Australia. Welcome, Tim. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Sharon. Great to be here.
Tim, would you like to provide a brief overview of Legentia Australia and the types of companies that you help?
Sure. Legentia is a 28-year-old UK headquartered freight forwarding company that has evolved into a supply chain solutions provider. So we have 45 global offices, Asia Pacific, Europe, North America, of course, here in Oceania. A team of about 1,300 supply chain experts. So that gives us a fair bit of depth and a fair bit of breadth of supply chain expertise. With local knowledge and on ground where our clients need us. So we do bespoke supply chain solutions for customers. And we're also the ones providing the in-house built tech and everything all the way down to the booking staff and staging warehouses at origin and destination. So we're a full scope supply chain service provider. And you asked about which companies we deal with. The best known would be Meijer, Freedom Furniture, Canterbury Clothing, MDL, Sass & Bide, and a fair few others. So our specialty is retail and fast-moving consumer goods, but we're also in heavy industry, automotive parts, energy, steel, commodities, anything where there's potential for supply chain savings and inventory reduction.
That's a fantastic end-to-end supply chain service offering and also backed by smart technology. So what challenges has Legentia encountered with supply chain data and value-adding actions?
Yep, I was avoiding saying actionable insights because that's way too buzzwordy. But this is just a challenge all our customers have faced. They've got a flash tech solution with colorful dashboards and all the data they need, but they're kind of lost as to how to actually use all this to drive value in their business and really please their customers.
Okay, so I'm a customer and I've just implemented a flash tech solution. So now what?
Okay, you got your flash tech solution. I'll use, I guess, the simple example of fulfillment rate. That is to say, if you order 100 widgets, do you get 100 or do you get 95 or do you get 60 or do you get nothing? So for Australia, a lot of our customers can't accept a shipment into their warehouse management system or WMS unless the piece count and the order details match exactly, which is fair, right? You've got a purchase order for 100 widgets, and if 96 widgets turn up, they want the WMS won't accept the entry. So, okay, firstly, our system Logentics helps match that purchase order with all the delivery documents. But the important thing to consider is that it's not necessarily the system packing the containers. That's a human. And let's say that that human is in Vietnam in a factory and that of their one container they're packing for you, that's only one of 1,000 they're doing over the next few days for all their global customers. So to them, if there's 100 widgets on that order and they put 96 in the container, to them, that's fine. Near enough is good enough. They know that they're cheap enough that you'll continue to buy from them, even though the orders are a little bit out.
So how does Legentia address these issues?
Yeah, so Legentics makes sure that solid, accurate data on fulfillment rate is available on your click dashboards. That's the data visualization tool that we use. So the first step is getting the right data all the way upstream, months before it's due to ship. And then once you've established, firstly, what's coming in those shipments, and secondly, who the culprits are, which suppliers are notorious for under-delivering, then you can get, firstly, our people at origin to go and sort that out. our offices in, say, China, Vietnam, Malaysia, India, they can actually engage with vendors and try and manage that situation. The second thing we can do is use that data to consolidate that cargo at our origin CFSs or container freight stations and work with customers to see which of their items they can actually ship via our CFS instead of direct. So the other thing is that if you know that that shipment is short several months in advance and there's nothing you can do about it, at least you know that that's going to happen. You don't find that out as the cargo is arriving and as you're unpacking a container and you go 95, 96, 97. Oh no, we're short. So it helps you be much, much more responsive and making changes accordingly ahead of time. So that's what I'm sort of talking about, taking that data and using it to take operational action that mitigates problems. This is also making suppliers more liable for their own production. So via our supplier portal in Logentix, we can actually help connect the vendors and the end customers and have them facilitate a discussion and communication as to order fulfillment quantities, as one example.
Okay, so that helps at a operational level, but what about a supply chain strategy level?
Yeah, good question. So, okay, now you've established reliable data and you've got a reliable way of querying it. You can start to review past fulfillment rates. You can review the diary notes that vendors have put in there. You can review the reasons that these things have happened. Then you can take actions. You can decide that, right, the fulfillment rate is much better via another supplier. We can do a cost-benefit analysis to see if it is more valuable to use this other supplier or not. We've got a landed cost tool that we have under development, so you can sit there with your dashboard and make your own decisions at a strategic level, whether to allocate volumes to other suppliers or not. And of course, you can use benchmarks for that. At what point is it worth using another supplier? When the reliability drops below a certain level, when do we pull the trigger? This is also a theme of what we have is benchmarking and what levers you can pull to make a difference.
Okay, so let's talk about benchmarks. So how does Logentia carry out benchmarking and what performance do you benchmark?
Yeah, okay. I'll use another example that we came across the other day. That's a pick error rate at a distribution center. So that's basically when employees are picking things off the shelves to put them on pallets or put them on the side of trucks to go to the customer's destination, what is their error rate? So, right, clients will have a good gut feel for what's causing a pick error rate to increase. Maybe someone's had a day off. Maybe there's been a shipment that hasn't been labeled properly. They sort of know that if there's a lot of noise happening, if there's customer complaints, they're going to think to themselves, oh, I better check the pick error rate. Now, warehouse managers tend to be very good with gut feel, and they tend to know that, okay, something's going on here that I need to be in front of. But the trick is to really get that data and improve that rate and implement that benchmark. So, okay, we will use something like a Lean Six Sigma style analysis and other techniques. And we will establish, for example, that the red line for that error rate is, let's just say, 0.4%. That is to say that if the errors are more than 0.4%, then the place will start to fall into chaos. So what do we do about that once that benchmark has been established? Well, if we can set up a dashboard for the right person to see it, for example, the chief operations officer, then if they can see that rising and if they can be notified about that rising, if they see it edge up to, let's say, 0.35%, that could be a trigger to start reviewing and have an early warning system. Then again, you move from data and insights to actions. Okay, we can see the pick error rates going up. What can we do? Can we allocate more people to this? Can we triage some trucks that are incoming so people aren't stressed by lots of trucks lining up? Can we nudge back some customer deliveries? Pull whatever levers they need to pull to start making changes. But it all begins with having that relevant data benchmarks and having that in their face and then knowing when to spring into action.
So when you push back customer deliveries, what data-driven insights do you uncover?
Yeah, well, you have to know from your data which customers are the most or least tolerant to elasticity and delivery windows. That's to say, who can accept late deliveries and who can't. And you can prioritize the pushbacks accordingly. So you don't want to push back deliveries if you can help it, but if you have no choice, then you know that one of your customers receives truck tires and the other customer receives emergency medical supplies. Now, that's an obvious example. You're probably going to delay the truck tires ahead of the emergency medical supplies. But if it's not that clean cut, that's when you need that data and those relevant dashboard items to help that decision.
Excellent. Well, you've touched on some of the services that you provide. How else does Legentia provide value for its customers, especially value-adding services?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we are all about value-adding and we're all about customers smiling and being happy and their customers being happy. So we do market-leading supply chain visibility software. That's our platform, Legentix. That also comes with a customer hub and a vendor portal or a supplier portal. On top of that, we do market-leading 3PL and 4PL service. And we understand that software and goods service are table stakes these days. That is to say that every logistics provider needs to provide good software and good service. So I think the value-adding differentiation is our people. Got a team of battle-hardened supply chain stalwarts with experience on the customer side. That's most crucial. So there's warehousing experience, road, maritime, air, rail transport, combinations of all those modes. And we've got these people all around the world. So if a customer has a supply chain challenge, there's a good chance we've seen it before. And if a customer has a series of supply chain challenges, then we can knit together a bunch of solutions and come up with something creative to re-engineer the supply chains and strip inventory off their balance sheets. And once we've done all that and rearranged everything, we don't just submit our package and run away. We are the ones there to actually execute that strategy down to tactical level, down to operational level. And we hope that we will serve our customers for many, many years to come and really work with them to grow their business and help their supply chain be a competitive weapon for them, as it is for our customers.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Tim, for joining us today from Legentia Australia.
No, you're welcome, Sharon. Thank you so much for having me. I listen to supply chain podcasts all the time, so it's really cool to actually participate in one. So, yeah, if anyone heard anything they like the sound of or they're interested, then please reach out.
Excellent. Thank you, Tim. Well, that concludes today's episode about the relationship between supply chain data and value-adding logistics actions with Legentia Australia. You will find all their contact details provided below. So join us again at Supply Chain Partners TV and podcast, where we meet with our expert members to discuss key business and supply chain issues, topics and trends, including logistics, supply chain management, technology and much more. We welcome you to subscribe to the Supply Chain Partners channel, and we look forward to seeing you again in a future episode.